Okay, Kuro, could you tell me what November the 10th means to you in relation to Shell and what happened in Nigeria?
November the 10th, if we could all remember, the then Prime Minister of Britain, John Major, called it a judicial murder when Ken Saro-Wiwa and the eight of his colleagues, they were all hanged by the government of Nigeria for opposing the activities of Shell in Ogoniland. And that sort of gave us like a wake-up call for every youth in the Niger Delta that the peaceful way of doing things with these multinationals is not paying off. So a lot of youths from that point began to take arms, and that was the birth of militancy.
And what involvement did Shell have in the executions?
I don't have the facts in my hands, but there is no hiding in the fact that Shell was behind the scene pulling the strings, because the campaign was surely against Shell and the activities of the activities in Ogoniland, because the land, farming is the main occupation of the Ogoni people, and the riverine Niger Delta people are fishing. So the Ogonis are mainly farmers, and there were a lot of environmental destruction to their farmlands, oil spills, gas flaring that were affecting the day-to-day livelihood of the people of the Ogoni land, and they had to rise up and said, Shell, enough is enough. You shut down your wells and you pack your load and leave our land, because we can no longer sustain ourselves because of the activities. We can no longer farm because, crude oil evaporates and it brings down acid rain. And the land, when crude oil spills on the farmland, it becomes like a tennis court. Nothing can grow on it. So it was really a sad situation, and they needed a leader like Ken Saro-Wiwa to rise up to mobilize the Ogonis against Shell. And Shell saw that as a threat to their activities in Ogoni land, that is, in relation to their drilling of oil. So it was a big challenge, and there is no doubt in my mind whatsoever that Shell was orchestrating the whole judicial system.
Okay, and finally, I'd just like to ask you, I'm sure you're aware there's a day coming up in Rossport on November the 9th, a day of protest. Do you think it's important for Irish people to go to Rossport, and if so, why do you think it is?
Yeah, our struggle back in the Niger Delta is we are not asking the oil companies not to operate, but they should operate in the set down standards internationally, to take care of the environment, to look after the host communities, which is the same thing the Rossport people are demanding. They are not asking, from my own understanding, they are not asking Shell not to, bring down the gas to land, but they should do the processing offshore that is taking care of the environment and the community, which is the same demand we have and still had back in the Niger Delta. So I feel that we were naive back in the Niger Delta. We were like the primitive people. We opened our hands and welcomed this Shell. And what happened was that our environment was destroyed. But the issue here in the Rossport is that they have not yet started bringing the gas onshore. So they are protesting that every measure should be taken, that the community is not a victim to what we know that can happen to the environment through the activities. So it is a vital cause for every well-meaning Irish person to be involved in, because it is a genuine demand. From my own understanding, we are not saying they shouldn't process the gas, but they should do it in the proper way. That is my own understanding, and I will ask the people to support this campaign. It's a worthwhile campaign.
Okay, thank you very much, Kuro.
You're welcome.